And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we examined the Bible's amazing predictive prophecy as proof of its inspiration. In that lesson, we examined prophecies from the Old Testament relating specifically to the Messiah. In this lesson, we want to examine additional miscellaneous prophecies from the Old Testament. It is one thing to make a prediction. It is entirely another to see that prediction actually come true and be corroborated by subsequent history. The Bible's prophetic predictions always came true. Consider just three examples. King Josiah had his life's work foretold, and in 1 Kings 13, verse 2, his name was even included within the prophetic utterance, more than 300 years before his birth. Josiah was born. He did become king, and his life's works were recorded. But how did the prophet know that all these things would happen? Josiah was not the only king called by name prior to his birth. In Isaiah 44, verse 28 and 45, verse 1, Cyrus, the future king of Persia, was called by name more than a century and a half prior to his birth. Plus, his activities as king were foretold. Cyrus was born. He did become king of Persia, and his life's works were recorded. But how did Isaiah know all of those things would happen? In Isaiah 10, verse 5 through 6, Isaiah prophesied that because of Israel's idolatry, God would raise up Assyria as his rod of anger against the Israelites. But in Isaiah 10, verse 12 and verses 24 and 25, Isaiah also noted that after the feat had been accomplished, God would punish the Assyrians for their own wicked deeds. Archaeology documents that three Assyrian kings, Shalmaneser, Sargon, and Sennacherib, warred against Israel just as Isaiah had predicted. But were the wicked Assyrians eventually punished? Well, of course they were. The account in 2 Kings 19, verse 35, indicates that in one night, God slew 185,000 Assyrian soldiers. In addition, the prophecy in 2 Kings 19, verse 7 said that Sennacherib would return home and there would fall by the sword. Isaiah 37, verse 37 through 38 records that some 20 years later, he was assassinated by his sons who smote him with the sword. No other book contains the type of prophetic precision that the Bible contains.